This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and I'm happy to have on the program the Hometown Hope for the month of May, which is the Community Learning Connections. And I'm so happy to have on the program with me the Executive Director, Amanda Gibson. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And one of the staff members, and we have Heather Franco. And Heather, it's good to have you with us as well.
Thank you.
And first off, before we go, and you've got a big fundraiser that will be coming up. We'll talk about that. But first, let's get people acquainted with what the Community Learning Connections is all about, Heather. Oh, I'm sorry, Amanda.
No, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. So Community Learning Connections is actually in its 29th year partnering with Tecumseh Public Schools. So we are in all four of the school buildings providing basic needs from food, clothing, laundry detergent, I mean anything that the families might need. And also we do academic support, different programming such as Junior SAD, RECS.
Sources of strength.
Yes. So we do several different things in each of the buildings.
So this encompasses pretty much the entire, all grades, am I correct?
So there are now the two elementaries, which are K through 3, and then we have the middle school, which is the 4th through 8th, and then the high school.
And the high school, mm-hmm. too, yeah.
And Tecumseh Virtual
as
well.
Yeah, yeah. What was the reason for getting this started? Even though you've been in existence for a number of years, the reason for having this?
It was really to kind of fill the gap. I mean, the schools can do a lot. The teachers are amazing. We just come in and provide that little bit of extra support that sometimes it's hard to find. But families really need that one-to-one connections, or the kids just need that little extra person helping with academic support or tutoring. We are able to come in and fill all those gaps.
Yeah. And that's really has made a difference for those students, isn't it, Heather, in order to be able to give that extra support?
Oh, absolutely. As the family and community outreach coordinator, I work a lot more with the parents and the families, or the caregivers, I should say. And I'm finding in the past handful of years, probably 4 or 5 years, the need has grown exponentially. And while the schools can do so much, we definitely, as Amanda said, fill in the gaps where the schools are hands are tied.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of provision of basic needs and a lot of provision of finding and helping with resources in the community. A lot of families don't know that we have so many amazing resources here in Lenawee County. So part of my job is to connect them with those resources.
And the thing is that that's so true. I mean, with everybody's life being so busy, sometimes it's really hard to be able to realize what's available and what's out there for their students, for their children, and, you know, what they can be helped with, right? Amanda?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And Heather does a great job being out there with all the businesses as well, bringing businesses into the school. We do a second grade community walk where it is all local businesses that they get to go in and see. We've had Bush's.
Oh, absolutely. We do. We connect the second grade teachers at both of the elementary schools in their classes with local businesses, and the children learn throughout the year about the community and what's important and what makes up a community. So they do what they call a community walk, and they go to a variety of businesses in Tecumseh. And they learn about what the businesses do and the importance of their position or business in Tecumseh or surrounding area. They go to, a variety of places. Bush's is a big one. That is a big favorite. They have a really great guy there who does their tours, and they learn about where their food comes from as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a big thing we do.
Yeah. But, you know, that it is such a learning experience because, you know, that's one thing that they're very familiar with is a grocery store. But to realize where that food comes from, you know,
right.
I bet you, opens up a lot of eyes.
Yes. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, yeah. So what are some of the other things that you do?
One of the major things in the middle school and the high school is our academic support.
Mm-hmm.
So we have somebody just at the middle school and some Diana Staten's at the high school and Tony Huff is at the middle school. They help with the kids that just need a little extra push, not necessarily failing, but I kind of almost refer to it as like the mom at the school, like helping get them organized, teaching skills about test anxiety and how to overcome that. So they have...
Gosh, I wish I had that when I was growing up.
I do too. I absolutely do too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and sometimes that's very paralyzing for that young person as well, and to where they might be able to do well, but if it wasn't for that anxiety of, you know, taking a test, and they might even do better.
Well, especially in this day and age. I mean, just really helping with, you know, this anxiety and the things going on really gives the extra support that they need.
Yeah. Some other things that you do.
Oh, boy. We're currently in the midst of partnering with Bush's for their ABC drive.
Okay.
So anything that gets donated through there, they turn around and give us the food cards that we can give to families who are food insecure. They also, we do bags for them that have all different kinds of meal prep in there.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's so very important, because if they don't have, you know, food available, they can't do well in school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The kids all, this year at least, get free breakfast and free lunch. The kids that qualify, or actually all of them, all the kids can get free breakfast and free lunch. And when they go home on weekends, there's not necessarily breakfast and lunch at home.
Yeah.
So between our Friday food packs that we offer to about 140 students in our school district every week, that should help a little bit. And then when we combine, you know, the parents can ask for, if they are in need, one of the Bush's bags. We can provide them with a Bush's bag. We can provide them with a Bush's gift card. Maybe it'll just buffer them enough just to help them get through a weekend, just enough meals to feed their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we really try to, again, fill in the blanks, the cracks.
Yeah. Some of the gaps, right?
Gaps. Thank you.
Yeah. But that's so important, though, too. And especially when the parents are maybe having to, you know, do double duty when it comes to, you know, they have to do parenting and follow up on the kids, but yet they're having to work, and maybe they are working two jobs at the same time, too. That can be very difficult.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And trying to make sure that everything's in line, and if they sometimes can't make that ends meet every single time, this is a great help for them, too.
There are a lot of single parents, too, that we work with who are doing their best and trying to do the best that they can for their family, their children, and sometimes just need a little extra hand out.
Right.
But we try to give them a hand up as well. We offer some classes, getting ahead classes, to help families perhaps pull themselves up by the bootstraps and get out of their low income or poverty situations. So we try to do those things as well, offer them parenting classes to help. And I think it does help a lot, especially especially the moms I hear a lot of good things from.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how are you funded?
So we are almost completely funded by the community, by donations. We do apply for local grants that help as well. And the school has been great helping as well with some of their 31A risk money.
Sure.
But the general part of it, chunk, comes from the community and local businesses.
So that, you know, those donations and the help from the community is very, very important to you.
It's very vital. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's why we have our two fundraisers every year. And with our May Mingle coming up, that is our bread and butter right there. That is, whew, that's what gets us through sometimes.
Yeah. So let's talk about that then. You're going to be having this fundraiser coming up when?
It is on Saturday, May 17th. And it is a good time every year. This year it is May Mingle, a saloon social. So that is come in your best cowboy attire. Of course, dress comfortably, but we always encourage, outfits are great.
Yeah.
So we have live entertainment. There is live and silent auction. We also have 12 restaurants, local restaurants this year, doing food tastings.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
That collaboration is just wonderful, you know, to be able to have that.
And to be able to get that continued support is just, sometimes it's overwhelming that we can just have these people just step up and help give.
And these local restaurants are amazing. They step up every year. And this year we have a little extra. One of the local restaurants is providing a live carving station with some meats and some beans and Texas sheet cake. It goes along with the whole theme.
Yeah.
So that'll add a fun little extra push to the restaurants this year.
Yeah. Along with that, you'll be having some live entertainment too, I understand.
Oh, yes, yes. We have the Jim Rice Band always
performs. Oh, yes. Yeah, I know Jimmy. Yes.
Yeah, so they perform at the beginning, and then after, in between, we normally either have a DJ or just live music after our auctions.
Yes. So and you're going to be having both silent and live auctions?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, to have that and the help from the community to have those auctions, too, is something that's really wonderful, too, right, Amanda?
Oh, of course. Most of our prizes, our baskets, are all donated from the community.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just being able to have that as well.
And, you know, getting that support from the community, knowing that, you know, what you're doing is so vital for the community, too, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without everyone's support.
That's right. So this is going to be held where?
At the Tecumseh Golf Club.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. And the time frame of this?
6 to 10 p.m. And we sell tickets all the way up till the day of the event. So you can go on our website, communitylearningconnections.org, or the Tecumseh Golf Club also has tickets for sale on their homepage.
So if you find that you're going to be available and can come, come,
oh,
right?
Just walk in. Just, yeah. Put on your Stetson, climb on your horse, and gallop on over, and come join us.
And get those cowboy boots on, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how much are the tickets, then?
So the tickets are $50, and that includes all the food tastings, which I have not one year been able to
finish
mm-hmm. each one. So
that's nice.
Yes. So yeah. There is quite a bit of food that comes along with that.
So when you're tasting, and saying, well, I'm not going to be able to get much, but with that many, you're going to get a pretty decent meal out of that, right?
You absolutely
yes.
do.
Yeah.
And yes. And like Amanda said, I've never been able to either finish the food that I've taken, so I'll give it to my husband, or I've not been able to hit up all the restaurants because I've had so much.
So much, yeah.
So
yeah, that's great.
Do not eat before you come.
That's for sure. Right. That's for sure. And along with that, you'll be having some other games and activities, too, during the night, too, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Pretty much throughout. Well, one of them is we do have our Heads or Tails game.
Oh, yeah.
So that goes for a big liquor basket at the end of the night. So
sure.
It's kind of like a guessing game.
Yeah.
So that one is one of our really popular
ones.
Oh,
absolutely.
We have
it is.
A lot of people participate in that one.
Yeah.
So
that's very cool. But, you know, supporting this event is supporting the kids there in Tecumseh. So, you know it's going to a good cause.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, everything that is donated there, it stays right with Community Learning Connection. It comes back into the community. So we are very proud that we are able to do that.
Yeah. One thing I didn't mention is where are you located at?
So our main office is actually at the Tecumseh High School building.
Okay.
But we do have two offices at the middle school as well.
Okay. Excellent. If they would like to learn more about the Community Learning Connections, they can go to your website then? You have
Correct.
That website?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is communitylearningconnections.org. We have our fundraiser information is up there. We have more information about each of the programs that we are currently running, along with our summer programs that we'll be starting here. We'll get the sign-up ready for T-Town Safety that we do for our young kids.
Yeah, that's always – I think that was such a neat thing to be able to do every summer. Yeah.
My kids went through it many, many years ago, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
We also will have our Mayhem at the middle school this summer and our Bountiful Summer Read and Feed program.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, things keep going throughout, even when school is not in session, too.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. We try to be available even during the summer, because obviously then you're not getting the breakfasts and lunches necessarily that you were getting throughout the year. So that read and feed does help kind of supplement as well. So,
excellent.
Yes.
Once again, let's mention about the fundraiser. The theme is?
A Saloon Social.
Okay. And it's going to be when and where?
May 17th at the Tecumseh Golf Club from 6 to 10 p.m.
And tickets are available?
Yes, for $50 online at communitylearningconnections.org or at the Tecumseh Golf Club.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the program, and congratulations for being the Hometown Hope for the month of May.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much. My guests have been Amanda Gibson, who is the executive director, and Heather Franco, and I think I got your title wrong. You're our...
Family and Community Outreach Coordinator.
Excellent. Thank you so much for
that.
And thanks for being on the program. And we're going to be hearing lots more about the organization throughout the month of May, too. So, again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.